WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, world. Leo Wesson here, ready to kickstart your day with a little dose of wake-up winning. You know the feeling. That moment when you hit snooze one too many times and suddenly realize you're scrambling through your morning routine like a caffeinated hamster on a wheel. But what if I told you there are simple, powerful routines you can build to not only conquer your mornings, but also set yourself up for success in every area of life? Today, we're diving into something super crucial, creating healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 while others take, take, take? You know that feeling when someone just keeps dropping things on you, expecting you to pick up the slack? We've all been there. Listen, setting boundaries isn't about becoming a recluse or shutting people out. It's about understanding your own needs and values, and communicating them clearly so you can protect your energy and well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a garden. You wouldn't just let anyone trample through your precious blooms, would you? You carefully cultivate the soil, choose the right plants, and maybe even put up a little fence to keep things tidy and protected. That's what boundaries do to create that safe space for you to thrive. So, how do we build these fences in our personal lives? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know your values. What matters most to you? What are your non-negotiables? Once you identify your core values, it's easier to set boundaries that align with them. If honesty is paramount to you, then speaking up when someone tells if it might be a boundary worth establishing. 2. Learn to say no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that drain your time or energy. You don't have to justify yourself. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to do that as often enough. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Clearly and calmly communicate your boundaries to others. Use as statements like I feel overwhelmed when, or I need some time alone to recharge. Being direct helps avoid misunderstandings and sets expectations from the start. 4. Enforce your boundaries. This is where the rubber meets the road. Once you've communicated your boundaries, be consistent in enforcing them. If someone repeatedly disrespects your limits, it might be necessary to distance yourself or limit contact. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, and that's okay. Just learn from the experience and keep striving towards creating healthy relationships where both parties feel respected and valued. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and requests from every direction. Suddenly, your coworker dumps yet another task on your plate, even though you already have a full workload. It feels like a constant pressure cooker. But instead of letting it overwhelm you, you remember that setting boundaries is crucial. You calmly explain to your coworker, "I'm fully committed to my current projects and need to prioritize them right now. Could we discuss this further tomorrow?" By communicating your limits clearly and respectfully, you protect your time and energy without creating unnecessary conflict. And there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you create healthy boundaries and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's an act of self-care that allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So go out there, set those boundaries with confidence, and watch how much more empowered and fulfilled you feel. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media. What are some healthy boundaries you've implemented in your own life? What challenges have you faced, and what advice would you give to others? Don't forget to subscribe to Wake Up Winning, so you never miss an episode packed with strategies to help you level up your life. Until next time, keep winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.